Lent begins tomorrow. I always think this year I will do it right, but with life's distractions, lose sight of the transformation observing Lent can bring. What could help on our Lenten journey is having a map to guide us through the liturgies of Lent to those of the Easter Triduum. Mark Searle sees the readings on Lenten weekdays falling into two parts. The first half of Lenten Gospel readings calls us to beginning anew, to a life of conversion, of fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, of mutual forgiveness, of the absolute claims of justice, of love of enemies, and love over ritual and cult. These Gospels bring us to compunction and suggest the deflation of our egos, a challenge to our self-deceit about the quality of our lives as disciples of Jesus. They make demands on us we not only fail to obey, but which we come to recognize as beyond us. They trouble us, confront our illusions about ourselves, and bring home to us our radical need of salvation. The second part of Lenten weekday Gospels are from the Gospel of John. They present the mystery of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, of whom John says that all who believe in him will have eternal life. Here we see a shift from the demands of discipleship in the first part of Lent to the person of Jesus as the Savior in the last part. This progression of the weekday Gospel readings helps us see ourselves as we really are and know our need for salvation that comes through faith in Jesus. I invite you to try to come to Mass more frequently on weekdays this Lent and hear the Gospel message that can transform you. Your Easter will be more meaningful than you can imagine.